We're speaking with Rod Sherrill, the new head coach of Heron Tiger football. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, you're getting a second chance at leading the Tigers. Some might not recall or may not have been in the area like me last time that you were at the helm, 1999 to 2001, a 10-18 record at that time, but a trip to the playoffs also. How does it feel to go ahead and get another go?
Well, you know, it's I've been coaching quite a while, so it was good. It was, I felt I had a piece about it, and it worked out the way it worked out.
When you look at the team as a whole, kind of, the slate is kind of being wiped clean completely for Heron. You know, a new head coach in you. Of course, you've led the team before, but it's been about 20 years. And then you look at the roster also, about 20 kids are graduating from last year's roster. So there's not going to be the starting quarterback in Chance Carnes. The star running backs aren't going to be there. Not to mention your kicker, Jake Baumgart. Just, this is a chance to build something brand new in Heron.
Yeah, I think, the kids that are here, they're excited because, they get a chance to step up and do that, and that's the nature of the game, is that, it's always going to be new kids coming in, and we're looking forward to seeing who can step up and take those guys' spots.
You've been under some of the area's best coaches this past decade: Dennis Trust, Mike Rude, Jason Carnes, of course. Working under those guys, you pick up some skills that you might not have had elsewhere, I imagine. What about your coaching style has changed this past decade or so, just working as an assistant to those three?
Well, I think that, and he's still Milt Young in there, too, because I worked with him down at Anna. like I said, they all had different styles, and I think you just kind of have to go with the flow, because one kid you can smile at and pat on the back and he'll play hard for you. The next kid you gotta get a little bit loud with him, and I think all five of those coaches did a good job of knowing what they needed to do to get the kids to play to their very best ability.
You know, in doing some research for this interview, the thing that really stuck out to me is the interview you did with the Southern a few months ago, talking about that 2016 season for Heron when the Tigers had Jacob Downing, and Heron really could have gone out every game and thrown the ball 50 times if you guys really wanted to. But Coach Carnes came in every week into meetings and said, turned to you really and said, how can we get the ground game going more each game? And to me, that speaks volume about your knowledge in rushing offense, if nothing else.
No, it was the opposite.
Okay.
Carnes, he knew how to run the ball. We were just kind of, with Jacob and all those big kids, we had to kind of come up with some stuff. And I mean, that's a good thing about the internet. You can steal a lot of things this year, that you couldn't in past years. So, we sat down and we just started researching, and we found some stuff that fit the kids that we had, and I think they had a pretty good mix. I mean, the Downing kid could throw the ball real well, and his brother could catch, and DJ could catch. So they had some people out there that could do some things.
Well, obviously the coronavirus has put a damper on things, but with you being an assistant on the team the past few years, you know the team, and you have a relationship with the players on the roster. That has to be a big help.
Yeah, it's helping quite a bit, and it actually is giving us a little bit of time to get things into place. It's just like all the teachers in the district, we're going to Google Classroom, so that's what I was doing before you called. I was setting up my classroom. So,
well, the talk.
Go ahead, Coach. No, go ahead.
The talk from IHSA is that as long as things kind of stay on the path that we're on right now, we're looking at probably having summer contact days in July like we normally would, and football might not get affected as much. I know they have a lot of plans kind of working out that I'm sure they've sent out to all the coaches, but it's looking like as long as we stay the course, football might be possible in August, September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we sent out several workouts to all the kids, and you know, we told them make sure that they're practicing social distancing, and in all the workouts we sent them, you know, they can do on their own, and you don't have to have a gym or anything like that. So we're just kind of in a holding pattern to see what happens. We're in the same boat with everybody else in the state.
Absolutely. Well, the Ohio division is always a tough place to play in. Going into last season, I know, speaking with a lot of people in the area, the Tigers seemed to be kind of the favorite to win the division, but things kind of crumbled week by week. Through your eyes, what happened to lead to a 4-5 season?
That's what happens when you deal with high school kids sometimes. And as adults, sometimes we look through different colored glasses, I guess. But I thought the kids played as hard as they could play, and I thought the coaches did a great job coaching. And sometimes it just happens like that.
Well, talking about the past right there, but kind of looking towards the future now. As long as we get a 2020 season this coming fall, you know, some people might look at it and say, you know, Ben might be the favorite because they've got a lot of returners and they were so good last year. And you look at all the other teams, you know, Murphy, they went to state, but they ended up graduating a lot of their starters, and then other teams kind of stagnant. But overall, I mean, you look at the field, aside from maybe an uphill climb against Ben, it's like always going to be kind of a open field and a great situation for a new coach like you.
Yeah. And I talked to Coach Carnes probably about every other week. I'm calling him with a question or something. And, you know, every once in a while we'll start talking about, well, you know, they lost this guy and they lost that guy, and you know, we lost all these kids. So like I said before, I mean, every team's kind of the same boat. You just got to retool and see what you can come up with.
Well, you know we talked.
When I looked at kids last year, I thought Massac had some pretty good football players too.
Yeah, they sure did. Well, you know, looking at your roster, though, who are the teams in the Ohio, who's the kid on Heron right now that they're saying you better watch out for that kid, that maybe people outside of the division, you know, that or just are casual fans, if you will, that they might not know, but everyone in the division is like, you better watch out. He's about to take that next step this year and really do something big for the Tigers. Who is that and why?
Well, you know, the good thing about football, it's probably the only real team sport left in the world, and that's the way Heron's going to have to play this year. I mean, we can't just pick out one or two people. We have to have everybody on board, and they all have to do their job. And it'll be one of those years that it's some of the kids ask, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And I say, well, I hate to say it, but it's going to be, you're going to have to win ugly. You're going to have to win on defense. We're going to have to hold the ball, keep the ball from the other team, and do things on special teams. Just kind of, just a lot of unsung heroes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that blue-collar mentality is loved by everyone here in Southern Illinois, so I'm sure they'll love seeing the Tigers play as long as they can go ahead and implement that blue-collar mentality. And, you know, winning ugly is still a win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time. We hope nothing but success for you at Heron on this second go at, leading the Tigers. Hopefully we get to see you roaming the sidelines of the graveyard this fall.
All right. Look forward to seeing you guys, too.